今天那个小小孩子，你们就到你们自己的教室。我想大的孩子，要的话你可以留在这里，我帮两
个。The kitchen can stay here.
大家平安。我觉得每一次，我们教会自己的人来待会来这个讲道的，我们大家都很轻松，不会那么紧张啊。这个
We feel often our own brother speaking, people are a lot more relaxed.
Yeah, 这个我记得上个礼拜，我待会，陈炳真弟兄讲道。
I remember last week I was leading the song and Brother Chen was speaking.
我选了一个诗歌，借世界，非我家。
I think so. That this world is not my home.
但是陈弟兄是用了借世界，是我家。
But Brother Chen start with that this world is my home.
所以今天呢，周什么的周讲这个天父世界，这个世界是天父世界。
We just sing a hymn that this is our Father's world.
其实都对。
These are all true.
Yeah, 我们在世界活着的时候
，When we live in the world，
我们就利用这个时间，天父的世界来成就那个神的话。
We live in our Father's world to do His work.
但是我们不要注目在这里世界的繁荣，世界来把我们一生浪费掉了。
We but our heart does not belong to this world. We don't want to be captured by the world.
Yeah. 大家知道今天是什么日子呢
？Anybody know what day is today?
从家是昨天。哦，讲到昨天。我再讲一下昨天
I want to tell you something about yesterday.
昨天我们这很高兴。
I was so happy yesterday.
这个教会一起的活动真是非常有鼓励。
We have a very inspiring activity together.
我们还看到那个Andy 弟兄回来。
Andy come up to help us too.
Yeah, 这个真是神的恩典。
It's a really old God's grace.
我们卖的garage 要卖的东西很多。
We have a lot of stuff for the garage sale.
到了最后，我们还以为这个怎么办？这个这么多东西还要搬回家。
We were so anxious because we had so much stuff left.
结果最后一两个钟头，我们都推销了很多。
We were able to sell quite a lot in the last 2 hours.
Yeah, 这个剩下来的东西，我们都可以运到另外Methodist Church 在 Mono Methodist， 就因为下个礼拜他们有这个Scholar Show also。
Yeah, all the remaining stuff we were able to donate to First Methodist Church in Monroe because they have a garage sale next week.
人家问我们卖了多少钱
？People ask me how much do we make？
我说差不多2000块钱吧。
I thought it's about around 2000.
那我跟唐静姊妹剩到最后。
But in the end, when we were counting the money,
是1965.
Is 1965.
我们没有这个 make 2000.
Miss my 2000. Miss not quite 2000.
今天呢，这个Margaret 拿80块钱给我们。
Today Margaret just give me the $80 that she paid
out. Yeah, 这个是陈伟买了的，80块钱的Margaret 的名牌手袋。
She bought some purse for
me. 我们的超过超过2000了。
So we did make 2000 last yesterday.
我回家的时候。
On my way home.
我有收到一封信。
I received a letter.
你记得这个卢天赐弟兄吗
？You know, brother.
他在这里讲到，后来就因为要搬到了。他来也寄了1000块钱给我们。他看到我们在网络在这个Facebook 上面我们建堂根基已经那个铁杆子已经干好了他说这个是真是有心有事。
He see was so happy that see we start working on the foundation of our church.
所以他问我地址，寄给我们1000块钱。
He sent us $1,000 donation.
所以我们有时候在外面去捐款也蛮容易。
So it seems like sometimes money does come quite easy.
好，回来讲的是今天是什么日子。
Anybody know what's so special about today?
我刚刚在网络看到，今天是Grandparent Day.
Oh, today is Grandparent Day.
这个在美国啊，在美国这个真的我们都注意下一代小孩子。
In America, everybody look at the younger generation.
我们都忘记了我们的祖先。
Very few people remember our ancestor.
但是虽然有这个 Grandparents Day,
even though there is a Grandparent Day,
没人能庆祝的。
But nobody celebrates.
我的这其中我是 grandparent, 也其他也有很多是 grandparent. 这个希望我们不要忘记我们好像刚才我们念的经文。
Now I'm a grandparent. I want to remind you that we shouldn't forget them and the verse we just read.
刚才那个经文说隐儿。这个基督的影儿，这个是我们的那个希伯来书9:24。
He said that in the book of Hebrew is a shadow of Christ.
我们信经念信经要整体的来念。
When we read the Bible, we want to read comprehensively.
Yeah, 当我们念到影儿
，When we read something about a shadow something.
Yeah, 我们不要忘记。
We must remember.
我们那里有一个实质。
There is a reality behind.
就是耶稣基督。
That reality is Christ.
今天我们就是要讲这个这一点。
Today we want to meditate about the reality.
是，所以我们很多时候就是看到圣经就在表面上在练。
Very often when we read the Bible, we read it superficially.
越练越多是字面的事情。
We only understand it superficially.
但是我们看不到那里面的影儿。
But we did not see the meaning within it.
今天我们再一次来看看注目在基督那里。
Today we want to meditate again on Christ.
尤其是我们建堂的时候
It's very why we are constructing our church.
我们能够深入的跟建立跟基督的关系
We can indeed firmly establish that relationship with Christ.
我们在圣经里面预言的讲述的基督
The Bible prophesies about Christ.
我们建堂是为说是要结生命的果子。
The reason we build our church because we want to bear the fruit of life.
要建荣耀的教会。
To build a glorious church.
要一起来荣耀我们的神。
So together we can glorify Him.
不是为着我们自己的想法。
Not for ourselves.
但是我们要注目在基督。
But we want to turn our eye on Him.
所以今天我们的题目，创造。帐幕，圣殿，教会。
That's why our topic today is creation, tabernacle, temple, and church in Christ.
从开始创造开始，创世开始。
Start from the creation.
到末日的时间。
To the end of time.
我们在创造就是创世的时候。
From the creation of the world.
灰幕就是律法的时期。
And the time of tabernacle, the time of law.
圣殿就是王国的时期。
And the holy temple.
教会就是恩典一直到末世。
And then the time of church, the time of grace.
都是我们指到耶稣基督。
All these are point to Jesus Christ.
Okay. 所以我们一起来做一个祷告，就求神来带领我们。
Let's pray together for God's leading.
恩主，真是我们得到你这么丰富的恩典。
Precious Lord, we have received abundant of your blessing.
我们每一次所做的事情
，Everything that we do before you，
都看到你的荣耀。
We see your glory.
昨天我们的garage sale，
even in our garage sale yesterday，
我们每一个每行的一步
，Everything that we do，
都看到圣灵的带领。
We experience your Holy Spirit.
让我们不要忘记，我们这个。在心境里面学习的影儿
，Do not allow us to forget，
是只做一个时机。
Everything that we do is pointing to a reality。
虽然我们不要这个敬拜偶像
，We do not want to worship the idol。
但是心境里面要也告诉我们要这个对我们的祖宗要有一个纪念。
The Bible also remind us to respect our ancestors.
这个是圣经里面的教导。
Because these are teaching from the Bible.
我们也不要忘记。
Don't let we forget.
因为我们每一个我们能够今天能够到这个日子。
Everyone that we can be here today.
都是因为神的恩典。
All because of your grace，
是值得我们纪念的。
That we should always remember。
我们不要丧胆。
We should not be despair。
因为在我们在生活中常常有着遭遇的困难。
Even though we experience many difficulty in our life，
但是我们也有很多我记得我们快乐纪念的日子。
But we also remember the day of joy that you gave us。
都是因为准备。我们有困难的时候
，All these are preparing us for the time to come。
在我们困难的时候，我们可以想到神已经给我们丰富的恩典。
So that in the time of difficulty, we remember what you have provided for us。
这是存之不足。
This is more than what we can ask for。
谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord。
今天我们在这里一起来讲到你的信实。
Okay, today we can come and share your faithfulness。
就求神带领我们一起来荣耀主的名。
We ask you to lead us to glorify you together。
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Okay, 我们的看看呢，哦，这个是刚才我们练的经文啊。
This is the verse that we just read。
下一个就是我们第一点。
The first point I want to discuss with you，
就是创造与基督的关系。
The relation between creation and Christ。
我们在创造在创世纪第一章。
Creation are recorded in the book of Genesis。
神说。
God say。
所以创造的是神的话。
The creation start with the word of God。
这个是约翰福音里面讲
，It's also recorded in the Gospel of John。
他说，太初有道
，Where he said in the beginning was the Word。
道就是神
，The Word was with God。
这个道成肉身
，And the Word become flesh。
这个道就是神的话
，Word is the Word of God。
就是神创造的话
，And the Word that he used to create the world。
神创造。在
创
世纪
recorded in the book of Genesis，
它是很有这个期序
It's a very
很有道理的 yeah， 我们看到神先造水光日夜
We see God create water and the light and then sun and night time
再把天上的水跟地上的水分开
And he separated the water from above and water from below，
中间就是空气
and then there's an atmosphere.
有了日光，有了有了光，有了空气。
After there's light and there's atmosphere.
那神在创造地上的海、草、青菜、树木、果子。
And then God created the sea, vegetation, and the fruit tree.
这个有了海、青草、蔬菜、这个供应。
After the sea and all the supply that was provided.
神创造了日月光体，有日月。
God created heavenly bodies.
这样子那个动物、生物、鸟、鱼、昆虫才可以生存。
So all the fish, the animal, and the insect can live.
有了这种供应。
After all these supplies,
在创造人。
Then God created man.
你看到神的创造是多么有能力跟这个智慧。
We see this creation as a very wide, very full of wisdom and very powerful.
Yeah, 这个我们假如不是这个期许的话
，If not for this order,
这个我们就不能生存。
We would not be been here.
这个是神的智慧。
This manifests the wisdom of God.
神的创造人。
And when God created man,
这是都不只是创造，是有供应。
Not only did He create us, He also supplied us.
所以这个先有这个准备，有青草、树木、果子，给人吃。
God first provide all the vegetation for us.
虽然这个开始的时候动物不是给我们吃的。
Even though in the beginning, animal was not meant for us to be consumed.
但是这个创造的物都互相效力。
I would say everything work together.
在神叫神的爱神的人的益处。
For those who does love him.
最后
，finally，
在神赐福在安息的最后一天。
And God bless the day and give us rest.
神赐福给这个遭受的物。
God bless all His creatures，
让我们可以享受。
So that we can enjoy。
所以我们今天在这个礼拜天。
That's why today on Sunday。
把我们感谢荣耀都交给神。
We can come to Him with thanksgiving。
因为神这个我们今天。不要在礼拜天。
We should not only on Sunday。
我们要这个领受神给我们的福气。
That we not only receive God's blessing。
不要一个礼拜都忙。
That we are,
忘记了神的恩典。
We should not be so busy whole week that we forget about God。
OK， 我们下两个经文都是讲神赐福跟。另外一个下面一个经文就是供应。
These two verses talk about God's blessing and God's provide。
这个是我们讲从神的供应。
What God has provided。
但是人的堕落。
And then we study about the fall of man。
在创世纪第三章就看到人的堕落。
In the chapter 3 of Genesis, we read about the fall of man.
就指出这个耶稣基督的救恩。
It points to the salvation that will come from Christ.
最近我们看到这个南部好几个台风。
A reason we read about the many hurricanes that visited us.
Harvey.
Harvey.
Irma.
Also Irma.
Jose.
A And then there's Jose.
Katia.
And then Katia.
四个台风一起来，这个很小很小有这种事情发生。是偶然的吗？
Is this all accident?
不是。
I would say not.
因为我们没有这个好好做神的管家。
We have failed to be a good manager of God.
把这个世界污染了。
We have contaminated the world.
把那个我们这个污染的的气候气候都改变了。
We have polluted the atmosphere and changed the weather.
这把这个世界的温度升高了。
In the world increase.
那个水流就高了几度一两度。
Water temperature increase.
以后我们都看到这种风灾是非常频繁这个四个一起今年真是很大的灾难。
That's why I expect there will be no more natural disaster to come.
这个是神的旨意吗？
This God's will also.
神的旨意是有风。
God's will is to have wind.
这个是空气的流动就有风。
Because the movement of the air, there will be wind.
有了风我们才有这个把那个水分存到我们需要的地方。
With the wind, we can have the water cycle.
但是我们把世界污染了。
But with a polluted world,
那个水灾跟风灾就来了。
The flood and hurricane will come.
还有这个世界本来是太阳的辐射性是有一个平衡。
There's a balance from the sun ray from the sun.
这个世界的氮气，空气里面的氮气跟碳。
When there's a lot of carbon in the atmosphere,
碳跟这个氮nitrogen,
nitrogen and carbon,
都是有一个平衡。
There was a balance there.
Yeah, 假如这个平衡这个氮碳可以变成氮气。
When the ratio of nitrogen and carbon,
因为一个越变可以太阳的。的辐射可以成将碳元素变成氮元素。
Because the sun ray will transform nitrogen and carbon.
跟地上的这个新陈代谢植物的新陈代谢可以有一个 balance.
So that all life cycle can be balanced in the world.
但是我们假如污染了世界。
But because of the pollution.
我们的那个深的辐射
all the,
太阳的辐射太阳的 radiation,
the radiation from the sun
就不会那个粗度跟地上的 balance 失去了 balance
there will be a lot of balance
有一天
then the day will come
我们都遭受这个影响
we all be affected
这个是我们是罪人
These are all because of sinful man.
幸亏父神给我们耶稣基督。
Thank him for the Christ, Jesus Christ.
在这里，在创造的时候。
So within the creation.
这个神已经为我们准备了耶稣基督的救赎。
God has provided a salvation in Christ.
让我们看看下面这个会幕。
Talk about the tabernacle.
Okay, 我们看看这个tabernacle, okay, 这个会幕也是我们知道会幕也是神的旨意。
We also tabernacle is part of God's will.
这个很重要。
This is a very important.
神在新经里面。
In the Bible.
用了。十四章的 chapter 十四章的经文来形容神在帐幕的蓝图。没有一个题目。
There's no other topic.
有这么详细的讲这个一样的事情。
Such detailed description.
在出埃及记我们都看到这个英雄引用这个回去那个那个OK 你看这个怎么样子表示这个帐幕是预表基督的救恩呢？
How is tabernacle foreshadow the salvation of Christ?
第一
First
我们看到这个地理的安排，所有的家具的安排。
We see the arrangement of the fixture there.
OK， 我们这个在周围就是以色列的帐篷。
The camp of Israel surround the tabernacle.
进出的时候，因为罪人要进去敬拜神，或者祭司要敬拜神，首先要谢罪，代罪。
For the sinner to enter to worship God, first he must repent.
所以这个这里有一个祭坛。
So there is a sacrificial table.
在旧约的时候，祭坛就是把野兽就把那个牛羊献给神，来代替我们的罪。
Where people can offer sacrifice to God.
进去那我们有一个洗濯盆。
And then there is a basin.
在就是要把我们的先把我们的不对的行为意念所有都要洗干净。
A basin where people can be cleansed.
进去我们都到有个香坛，祷告的香坛。
And then there is a room of incense.
才可以进到至圣殿的施恩座。
And before you can enter the holy of holies.
那这样子进去，就跟神的交通，大祭司进去跟神的交通。
That's how people, the high priest enter to have fellowship with God.
在这个横的。
The vertical nine.
有这个陈车。饼台，神切饼台。
There's a table of the
bread. Yeah. 还有这个灯台。
And then the lamp.
所以这个饼，陈切饼。
The bread.
就是代表神的话语。
It represents the word of God.
灯台都可以代表教会。
And the light, it represents the church.
OK， 我们通过神的话，通过教会
，through the church and through the words of God，
我们圣徒可以交通
，we can have fellowship。
这个都是看到我们今天的教会的功用。
This is one of the function of the church。
也看到神这个预表耶稣基督的救赎。
He also foreshadowed the salvation of Christ。
因为经说 ，OK， 我们下一个，这个是我来先讲一讲，这个刚才是这样子的，就是这个就是帐篷里面这个是祷告的台，还有至圣所
的 Holy of Holy
Holy 但是这里做的材料是值得我们也要看一下。
The material that used to construct them, we should pay attention.
OK， 你说你看这里就是铜座。
There's a copper.
把那个支柱板支起来。
The copper column that support the tent.
有柱子。
There's column there.
这里有银座。
And there's a silver column.
footing。还有这个帐篷
and then there is a screen
OK 都是用织的麻布红蓝颜色的线来织麻布来制造
I would need to get it by blue
the guy
red fabric.
盖就是用那个皮。
And the cover are all made up of leather.
尤其是海狗皮。
Leather of the seal.
这个都有意义。
All these have special meaning.
铜是代表这个罪、审判。
The cover represents sin and judgment.
银是代表赎救赎。
Silver represents salvation.
你们记得这个圣经里面讲这个头生的献给神。
You remember Bible teach that to give the firstborn to God.
人头生的也要献给神。
Even the firstborn of man.
但是假如我们不赎的话。那就要把他用血把他杀死来献给神。
If not because of the beast, doesn't mean we have to kill the firstborn.
但是我们神给我们准备。
However, God did provide.
他圣经里面说，我们可以用银子把那个头生赎买回来。
I would say we can redeem the firstborn.
所以这个银就是救赎的意思。
That's why the silver represents redemption.
这个海狗的皮也是因为神说这个下一个。
You can go to the next slide.
再下一个。
And then next one.
再下一个。这个不是。OK， 回来了。OK， 坐在这里好了啊，这个是做帐幕的时候，是那个材料是人甘心情愿的奉献。
During the construction of the tabernacle, everything was given freely and joyfully by
也不是说我们这个捐多少我们今天就把我们的钱用光。
Doesn't mean that you have to contribute everything.
Next.
Let's go to next.
这神就很愿意住在这个帐幕之中。
Here you talk about God is willing to dwell in the tabernacle.
这个是帐幕的指的影儿指到耶稣基督。
These are some of the foreshadowing of Christ by the tabernacle.
到了大卫的时候。
By the time of King David.
Next.
Let's go to the next one.
Oh, okay. 圣殿。大卫要建圣殿。
David want to build the temple.
但是神说你不能够为我建圣殿。
But God will not allow David to build a temple for him.
Next slide. Okay. 这个就是讲这个大卫要建圣殿，神说你不能够为我建圣殿。
This verse talk about God. David is willing to build a temple, but God say that you are not the one to build.
所以有什么分别？这个圣殿跟这个帐篷有什么分别呢
？So what's the difference between tabernacle?
第一
，first，
第一，这个帐篷是神的旨意，要叫这个以色列人建造的。
The building of the tabernacle is God's will for the Israelite.
所以神有很尝试的蓝图来建造。
God provide them a very detailed blueprint.
但是这个建造圣殿。
But when you come to the building of the temple,
这个是大卫王的意思。
It was according to the will of David.
但神都不愿意他建造。
But although God was not willing, He is the one to build it.
他说你的儿子所罗门来建造我的殿。
God told David, your son Solomon will be building the temple.
这个是第一点的分别。
That's the first difference between tabernacle and the temple.
第二点。
And the second difference.
虽然这个圣殿维持这个安排。 所以下面一个。
You go to the next slide.
你可以看到这个圣殿，这个安排也是差不多一样，你看。
The arrangement are very similar.
但是呢，他们用的材料不一样。
Now, however, the material were very different.
神在帐幕的时候很详细的，他要什么东西来建造。
God gave a very specific spec for the temple tabernacle.
这用了14章的章句来告诉摩西怎么样去建造用的材料。
God used 14 chapters of the Bible to describe the material need to be used.
这里建造这个圣殿大概有2章书。
However, in the construction of the temple, there is only 2 chapters.
我不知道是所罗门王还是大卫的想的蓝图。
I wasn't sure whether it's David's design or Solomon.
只有在列王记有一句。
Only in the book of King of Kings.
Chronicle 有一句。
It mentions.
说圣灵感动大卫。
That Holy Spirit inspired David.
但是圣经里面没有尝试讲这个圣殿的建造。
But the Bible did not elaborate on the plan of the temple.
那个材料有什么不同呢
？So what's different in the material?
这个圣殿是用石头来盖的。
Most of the temple built by stone.
当然圣殿是永久的殿。
The temple is meant to be more lasting.
这个帐篷是一个要随时搬的圣殿。
Tabernacle is a mobile temple.
但是这个用的材料是完全意义不一样。
That's why they use completely different material.
用石头。
Temple used stones.
用铜柱。
There are many copper columns.
用那个美好的香柏木。
There's a lot of cedar wood.
但是那个帐篷是用最贱的木头，那个剪折木。
But very often the wood used in the tabernacle are not expensive.
就是这最卑贱的代表耶稣基督的张氏伟人的卑贱。
Very lowly wood represents the lowly life.
但是那个剪切木是包金的。
However, the cedar in the temple was covered with gold.
这个表示这个耶稣基督张氏伟人。
To represent the incarnation of Christ,
但是有他的神圣。
But there is a holiness within him.
这个是不一样的材料。
That's why they use very different material.
但是神还是允许这个所罗门建造这个圣殿。
Finally, God allowed Solomon to build his temple.
还是愿意住在那个圣殿中。
And God is willing to dwell in the temple.
但是那个安排还是只做耶稣基督的救赎。
All these arrangements of the temple pointed to Christ.
当圣殿、当帐篷建成神的荣耀都。进到那里。
After the temple was built, the glory of God filled the place.
但是我们知道。
How will we know?
这个圣殿已经破坏重建的已经两次了。
We know the temple had been destroyed and rebuilt twice.
到末世的时候。
In the end of time.
还要这个。用人的心意来重建圣殿。
The temple will be rebuilt again according to the will of man.
我们可以看看下面的定句。
Let's read the next verse.
这个不是，还有 yeah, 这里丹以理九章是二十七节，这所坏的并且是极到他逼死就是那个就是刚才那个OK 逼死积极于供应指示，所以许多人定盟约，就是把圣殿会盖起来，但是盖起来不久又把它破坏了，就三次的破坏。
He talk about many alliance will be formed and the sacrifice will resume and then stop.
我们知道圣殿是人的意思。
We know the temple is built according to man's plan.
虽然是神的所有允许。
It's allowed by God.
但是这个因为是人不顺从。
Because of rebellion of man.
这个圣殿神愿意把它毁坏三次。
Allow it in the end to be destroyed.
我们就有一个问题。
There's a question here.
结果我们在帐篷现在去了什么地方呢？
What happened to the tabernacle?
圣经里面讲这个，到所罗门建了圣殿以后。
The Bible talk about when Solomon built the temple.
那个就帐篷就迁到那个圣殿里面。
They moved the tabernacle into the temple.
这个约柜也搬到这个圣殿里面去。
And the ark was also moved into the temple.
最后我们只有看到在启示录。
Finally, we read in the book of Revelation.
好像是这十一章我们看。
I think it's in chapter 11.
是十九节。
Verse 19.
那个约柜就在天上的殿中。
That we see the ark in the heavenly temple.
这个跟圣殿不一样。
This also is another temple.
这个是永远的圣殿。
This is the eternal temple.
最后。
Finally.
我们讲到这个教会。
We want to talk about the church.
教会。OK, 教会，我们建造教会的目的是什么呢？
What's the purpose of our building the church?
这个就是我们刚才所说的预表耶稣基督的救赎。
The church which is to foreshadow the salvation of Christ.
我们是敬拜荣耀神。
We are here to worship and glorify him.
神的跟圣徒同住同工的地方。
Where God draw and meet with men.
的肢体建造福音的管道。
Where the fellowship can have a channel.
换一句话说。
In other words.
主工继续。主的工继续。
In other words, God's work continue.
这个我们看到帐幕是神给我们的蓝图。
We see the tabernacle provided by God.
非常详细。
Very detailed.
十四章的章文都讲到。
They take 14 chapters to describe it.
圣殿的建造。
And we see the building of the temple.
圣经里面没有讲。
Almost no descriptions.
但是教会的建造。
Yet the building of the church.
是神亲手来建造的。
God says by his own hand he will build the church.
但我们神没有讲我们教堂这个 building 怎么样建造。
The Bible did not describe how the church building is to be built.
但是他有个模式。
But he did provide a model.
但是他说在以弗所书。
In the book of Ephesians.
这是 神是教会 的头。
He talk about the God being the head of the church.
是新娘跟新娘的关系。
The relation of bride to the bridegroom.
是房角石跟建筑的关系。
There's a relationship of foundation to the building.
它是使徒的根基，就是耶稣基督的话。
And the foundation of the apostle and the words of God.
这个教会就是要成全耶稣基督救恩的工作。
The church is to fulfill complete the salvation work of Christ.
这个当然是马太福音28:19大使命的吩咐。
There we read the Great Commission.
也我们也看到马太福音16:18。
We also read that in Matthew 16.
所以我把这个盘，这个教会建造，这个磐石上。
But on this rock I will build my church.
就是神亲手来建造。
There, God said,
不需要蓝图。
He will build his church. There is no blueprint needed.
这样子，这个教会就可以成全了，律法。
That's why this church will fulfill God's law.
我们今天在这里做礼拜。
As we worship here today,
是享受神的创造。
We are here to enjoy His creation.
一起来敬拜，来准备侍奉。
We also prepare ourselves to serve Him.
希伯来书10:25。
In the chapter 10 of Hebrew,
这个我们要激发爱心。
We must inspire each other in love.
勉励行善。
Encourage others to do good.
你们不可停止聚会。
We should not stop, ignore the fellowship of the saints.
我们聚集在一起。
When we get together,
我们有这个困难的，有病痛的，我们有不如意的事情。
Anybody who are in difficulty or who are in sickness.
可以我们有跌倒的弟兄姊妹。
Those who have struggled or fallen.
我们真的要在教会中来激发爱心。
In the church, while we gather, we should inspire each other in love.
大家的鼓励来生善。
So we can all grow through each other's encouragement.
所以我们就不应该说我们在家里面就可以了。
We shouldn't say that I can stay home.
就是我们一起要参加聚会。
That's why we want to come to church to have fellowship.
我记得上个礼拜。
I remember last week.
陈弟兄有个笑话。
Brother Chen shared a joke.
他说。他有一个不出之可，
uninvited guest
啊，他家里没有什么东西。
That time he had nothing prepared.
他有五个鸡蛋。
He only had five eggs.
有一个洋葱。
And the onion.
就是洋葱炒蛋。
So he gave him onion and egg.
打第一个蛋好的。
First egg got good.
他先炒洋葱，炒得很香。
He fried the onion first.
打一个第一个蛋是好的鸡蛋。
First egg got very good.
第二个鸡蛋也是好。
The second egg is fresh.
第三个鸡蛋也是好。
The third egg got good.
第四个鸡蛋也是好。
Third egg on the fourth.
一倒第五鸡蛋是臭蛋。
The rotten egg on the fifth.
那就炒起来，这还是臭蛋，还是臭的。因为这混起来还有一个臭蛋。
Because the whole plate is ruined.
但是他放很多香料。
By adding a lot of spice.
揭开了这个臭味。
He was able to cover up the smell.
我想了，我也用这个比喻。
I use this method because it happened.
但是我是反过来。
But it was opposite.
有一个人要到我家里。
Someone was come to visit him.
我家里没有什么菜。
I don't have anything to serve him.
有一个洋葱。
I have one onion.
五个鸡蛋。
Same, I have five eggs.
所以我就先把洋葱炒起来。
I fried the onion.
蛮香的。
Smell quite good.
打一个第一个鸡蛋。
First egg.
臭蛋。
It was bad egg.
第二鸡蛋。
The second egg.
臭蛋。
It's also bad.
第三鸡蛋。
And third egg.
臭蛋。
Also,
而且大概买了很久了，舍不得用。
In for a long time.
第四个鸡蛋。
The last egg.
不是第二，这第四个。
The fourth.
对啊，也是臭蛋。
It's also not fresh.
第五个鸡蛋。
The fifth egg.
哦，好的。
It was a fresh egg.
一换一下，换一炒一下。你说是这个是臭的一盘菜，还是香的一盘菜呢
？Is this a fragrant or stinky plate?、
当然是我们想法是臭的。
Our idea is not good.
当然，假如我们想到
，If we remember,
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
都是臭蛋。
We are all bad eggs.
只有一个是耶稣基督。
Only one, Christ.
他进到我们那里去。
He is able to enter our midst.
我们都改变了。
He is able to transform.
我们整个菜都变成好的菜。
The whole plate can be transformed.
罗马书。
That's in the book of Romans.
如此看来。如此说来
，From what we can see，
一次的过犯
，One transgression，
众人都被定罪
，Every man was condemned，
一次的异行
，In the same way，
众人也被称为生称义的生命了
，All men can be righteous and gain life，
虽然我这个是笑话
，Even though this is a joke，
但是我们记得。
But we must remember,
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
我们都要依靠耶稣基督的救恩。
We all need Christ for salvation.
耶稣基督来的血来遮盖我们。
The blood of Christ can cover us.
做这个臭蛋的一盘臭蛋的菜。
Even a plate of rotten egg
都可以用口。
Can be used.
Okay, 我们最后。我们的结论
Finally, I want to say the conclusion.
我们在历史中
In the history,
从神的创造
From God's creation,
从律法时代到会幕时代
From the time of the law and the time of the tabernacle,
到王国时代
And the time of Exodus,
到王国时代的圣殿
And the time of the temple,
到恩典时代的教会
The time of grace of the church,
直到末世
and finally to the end time,
都是指向耶稣基督的救赎
All these point to the salvation of Christ
每一个圣虽都表示圣徒需要跟随主
Every change of history tell us we need Christ
按着神的蓝图来做根基
According to God's Blueprint. We want to build a foundation.
启示录三章二十一节。
In the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
得胜的。
The victorious.
我们要赐神要赐给他在宝座上与我们同坐。
I will let them share the seat with me.
就如耶稣基督的得胜。
Just as I have been victorious.
在父神的宝座与他同坐一个点。
I share in the throne of the Father.
我们今天建立那个殿堂。
As we are in the process of building our church building.
不是为着自己。
Not for ourselves.
我们注目在耶稣基督里。
We want to turn our eye on Christ Jesus.
不要为着我们的世界。
Not because our own selfish desire.
世界的事情
，not because of the world，
对神的侍奉，对神的侍奉，有掌握。
That we will neglect the service to God.
我们所有一切的困难，殿堂的困难
，all the difficulty what we might encounter in the construction，
我们注目在神
，we turn it over to Him，
就交给他
，we put it in His hand。
这不是因为这个不是我们的殿
Because this is not our work
这是神的殿
This is the temple of God
谢谢主
We thank God
的话我们一起祷告
Let's pray together
恩主感谢你
We Gracious Lord, again we thank you.
给我这个机会。
We thank you for this opportunity.
能够在跟大家分享圣经里面的历史。
To share this historic event in the Bible.
这个是耶稣基督在圣经里面的影像。
That Christ was foreshadowed in many things in the Bible.
我们不要忘记。
Don't allow us to forget.
这个是一个实质信耶稣基督再来的实质。
Now we were long for looking to your returning.
感谢主今天跟以后跟我们的同在。
We thank you for your presence with us.
我们能够有一时刻的生存，有一时刻的可以做的事情。
Every moment that we live, we can do your work.
都求神来坚固。
May you strengthen us.
向我祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray all these in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢大家。